Thank you for joining me again on Puentes. Hi, I'm Emily Guerra, your host, and with me a great honor and great pleasure to have again with me today author and Dallas Morning News Mexico border correspondent Alfredo Corchado and his friend tequilero and restaurant owner David Sudo. And we're talking about his new book, Homelands, Four Friends, Two Countries, and the Fate of the Great Mexican-American Migration. And on part two, we're going to talk about the music that inspired a lot of the book, or that David brought to you. Thank you for joining me.
No, our pleasure. My pleasure.
It's great, great to be here. Thank you.
I think from the very first one when I walked into Tequila's, again, you know, we were so homesick. We were so lonely. And it was the music that just made me feel like I was back in Mexico, back on the border. And I will always remember Mecano, Cruz de Navajas.
A las cinco se cierra la barra del 33, pero Mario no sale hasta las 6.
La gran ciudad de Miguel Bosé. And listening to that, so that when I started researching the book and I started, you know, recreating those moments, I would ask Primo, I would ask David, I would ask Ken, what were we listening to? And these songs just kind of brought back the moment. I mean, it made it much more vivid. I think music for any writer, I want to believe, is so emblematic. It's so, so important to be able to help you with memory. Even the senses, you know, it just brings it all together. And to my great delight, I think one of the reasons why we've had a friendship for over 30 years is David Sudo, in my opinion, has had the biggest, most beautiful collection of music over the years. I mean, this guy, he would actually stay up at night and create these cassettes of music to play at his restaurant every day.
And David, what song especially you play almost every night in your restaurant?
Well, you know, it's been eras. It was the era, as Alfredo mentioned, back in the 80s, was Mecano, Miguel Bosé. I just have to just emphasize in one thing, you know, I think that the four friends in this book, that are in the story that Alfredo put together, you know, each of us, we have such a different jobs. You know, everybody has a different things, different focus on life. But there was one thing that put us together. It was the music. The music at the end of the night when they came from their jobs and when I finished to work at the restaurant and we sit, it was all about music. It was all about memories that songs brought to us. We shared memories of Mexico inspired by the music that we were listening to that night.
Well, let's listen to one of those songs, Cruz de Navajas by Mecano. Bit about how that influenced you.
Cruz de Navajas was written by the Cano brothers, who I think of as some of the most descriptive writers, because it's a story, it's a love story. And we would sit there and wait for David to finish his shift. And he was always very busy, but we'd listen to that and sit in that bar, and I would listen to the lyrics. And I would think, I want to write like that. I was working as a reporter for the Wall Street Journal, and your job is to write about details and tell compelling stories. And that was just beautiful, beautiful writing.
Well, you know, if you're talking about details in writing, and if it's one thing I admire from this guy is that detail, that he's able to bring back those nights that, you know, this is not something that happened last year. This is something that happened 31 years ago. And he has this magic pencil that can bring back those memories. But I think part of the glue and part of what keeps those thoughts and those ideas and those memories is the music, because we still today sit in Philadelphia every time that he visits Philadelphia and we spend hours listening to the same music. And now it's not just the memories that it brings us before we know it to each other, but the memories from those evenings 30 years ago.
And what about the other two gentlemen? You had Kenneth Trujillo from New Mexico. Did he bring any of his New Mexico-type music?
Ken helped us music from Rubén Blades, for example. I mean, Ken was the only non-Mexican, and yet I think he's more Mexican because he's from New Mexico. And he was able to introduce me. I mean, he would throw these parties, very fancy parties in Philadelphia, and I would go, and he would have Rubén Blades, Buscando América.
Te estoy buscando América, y temo no encontrarte. Tus huellas se han perdido.
Patria.
Patria.
Songs that David also incorporated into his music list. But he was also very open to the music that we were listening to because he wanted to reconnect. He wanted to find his own Mexico. He was desperate, hungry for a Mexico. So he would always say, what are you listening to? What are you listening to? There was one song called La Gran Ciudad by Miguel Bosé. And before I left for Philadelphia, my parents and my family had this goodbye here in El Paso. And there's a part where it says, you know, no mamá, no llores por mí. Mother, please don't cry for me. Father, give me your blessing, you know, before I leave. David had that song. And that was like magical because I was able to connect to that moment of saying goodbye to my parents and goodbye to my family. And that was also a song that Ken said, you know, I didn't hear that song, but it's very, very telling because when I left New Mexico, those were also the parting words from his father and his mother.
Well, you're back in El Paso now. You're living in El Paso. You're a correspondent going to Mexico. How often do you get out to Philadelphia, or David, do you come out and visit?
Well, you know, I don't come as often. I would like to come to Texas, to El Paso, but we always look for places to coincide. We met in Mexico quite a few times. We met in different parts of the United States to our work, our schedules.
I try to get to Philadelphia as much as possible, but David, you know, his business, Siembra Spirits, Siembra Azul, it takes him to Guadalajara quite often.
With the mariachi.
Anytime he's there, you know, we try to coincide and we try to reconnect. And we have a magical word that I think we've invented. In fact, we should try to copyright it. It's called cueva. And he'll just look at me and say, cueva. It means we get together in a little hole in the wall and we listen to music and we drink Siembra Azul, a blanco, which is my favorite, but I know he's got many favorites. But we just sit and talk. And it's like, it's almost like going to see your priest and having that moment of confession.
So how does this work in the book, Homelands? All the music that you're talking about, the feelings, the emotion.
It's very personal. This guy put something extremely personal. And I think music is not just mentioned a couple times. I think music sounds through the whole book. And I think also tequila lubricates these ideas very well, you know. So it's a very bohemian, very, very sensitive language that he used through the book to describe an incredible journey of 31 years.
For every scene that describing the book, I would ask, do you have any pictures? And what music were we listening to then? This is what I remember. This is the music I remember listening. What music were you listening to? And there was music that Ken would remind me, or there was music that David would remind me. It was music that David's wife, Marité, reminded. For example, she reminded us that we listened to another Miguel Bosé song, Amo, something like 50 times in one evening, which was, I don't think she got any sleep that night.
Amo el canto de las ballenas. Amo las medias lunas y llenas. Amo el horizonte, imaginarme que abro las alas y hasta el poder.
But it just went on and on and on. Or Juan Gabriel, you know, when I was very homesick by the University of Pennsylvania, people were listening to their own music, and I was listening to Se Me Olvidó Otra Vez de Juan Gabriel.
Se me olvidó.
But it was that music that was very key instrumental in putting 31 years into a book.
So the first person you met 31 years ago when you went to go work in Philadelphia was Primitivo Rodriguez Oseguera. What music did he inspire?
Primo was a playlist.
I mean, he's from the old
salsa.
School.
Que tú me tienes temblando de
noche y de día.
That's when José Alfredo Jiménez.
Encuentras un amor que te comprenda y sientes que te quiere más que nadie, entonces yo daré la media vuelta.
Well, but it was interesting because remember Luis Miguel just came out with this amazing CD, The Romances, the number one.
Hizo comprender todo el bien, todo el mal, que le dio luz a mi vida.
The Boleros, that CD keep us into like 7 o'clock in the morning quite a few times. Just listen, analyzing, and remembering, and sharing memories of that particular. And that was introduced by Primo.
Primo is a wise man in our group. And he would say, this song came from Los Tios Los Panchos. It came from this era and that era. And it was thanks to Luis Miguel that we were able to really appreciate, you know, the culture and appreciate all these. Because as David said, I mean, we all come from very different backgrounds. And then I think it's the music that really brings us together and unites us.
What is it that you'd like for people in reading the book, a little song as they're reading that'll make them feel that they can continue in their homeland, whether it's Mexico or in this country?
Or anywhere in the world. I think any immigrant brings with them their culture, their traditions, their favorite dish, their drinks, their music. And I want to think that that's what I hope will resonate with immigrants. You know, the idea that it's no longer just a melting pot, because I think we're all assimilating, but that we can also preserve and conserve our homeland and share it with everyone else and make it homelands.
There's two songs that I think they pair very well with this book. And it's Patria by Rubén Blades.
Patria.
Papeles mojados. That's two songs that they are focusing, motherland, patria, but also the immigrants. It's Papeles Mojados. It's another view of migration from the European.
And it's a group from Spain.
From Spain.
I again thank you so much for coming out and talking to us about homelands, four friends, two countries, and the fate of the great Mexican-American migration. A great honor and pleasure to have with me Alfredo Corchado and David Suro.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Emily.
Muchas gracias.
Gracias.
For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.